is Davin's Den.
And we are back. Thank you guys for hanging out with Joe, Pip, and yours truly, Davin. We are having... Pip is waving. Okay. Thank you, Pip, for waving.
They like to see it.
They do like to see it.
They like to see us acknowledge their existence. We're not just sitting here, you know, doing this masturbatory show between the three of us.
Listen, if my daughter can't acknowledge my existence, I will not acknowledge their existence.
I don't feel so bad now that she doesn't even look up when you walk by.
Nobody looks up when I walk by. Nobody.
I barely notice him when I'm walking into his house.
I'd be gone for 2 weeks. Nobody gives a shit. Like how you see, like, the videos on YouTube where the dog comes up and greets you.
Daddy!
The kids run to your arms. The wife, nobody cares. I mean, my wife would sometimes make meals, which was nice. Like, what would you like to eat when you come home?
That's
But there's also plenty of times I come home, she's upstairs in the bedroom, the kids flat out on the couch, I'm lugging shit in, and, you know, I've just driven 14 hours. Nobody gives a shit.
No, you don't. I've walked in with you, like I said to you. You walk in the house after being on the road for 2 weeks, they look at you like you just came back with the mail.
Well, Joe, the only difference is with the mail, there might be something they're interested in.
Yeah. Is there something for me?
When we go to the mailbox, you come right back in. Look at this shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing more deflating. That, you know, you come back from all that,
yeah,
and nobody gives a shit. It's like, why do I even come home? Oh, to wash my shit, that's why.
I feel bad when I...
And the funny thing is, like, when you come back from the road, everybody thinks it's funny. You drove. You had to do the Tuesday fill-in gig, you know, in some town in North Carolina with 10 people there, and the MC brought 5 guest spots. And it's like 11:30 before you get shit like that. You know, you come home, nobody even looks up.
They don't.
They don't.
So I feel bad when I don't say hi to Mr. Helix right away when he gets home from work. But, like, there's sometimes he'll come home from work and for whatever reason I'm asleep. And lately, because I've been having this sleep issue, he'll come home and there is a dead body in his house. And he actually just, like, pokes me and makes sure I'm still breathing. So now that's his version of nobody paying attention to him. He's just like, I just do aliveness checks for you. Are you still alive? Okay. That's all he gets.
I'll be gifting Mr. Helix a MyPillow. Those checks will be a lot more fun. There's no better way to kill a liberal than by smothering them with a MyPillow.
That's just evil.
Because first is rage, because you got to make sure that they can see the tag.
Yo, the tag is enraging.
Then they see the tag, and then they realize they're dying.
And then the smothering is enraging.
It's the way you kill any lib, kids. I'd say, I got 3 my pillows in this house.
You are a traitor.
First of all, I didn't know his politics.
No, I wouldn't have thought
that. But, you know, I didn't know his politics. Now I wouldn't buy him my pillow because he's batshit crazy. but I have him. But I didn't like the my pillows long before I knew anything about his politics. I just don't think they're great pillows. But enough about that.
Yeah, I was willing to try one, but now.
Yeah, now he's like just doing commercials on Fox News. Like, yeah, all the stores kicked me out, so, you know. Fucking stock. How many pillows can the people who watch Fox News buy?
Who knows?
I understand. They have pillows, but you can only own so many
pillows. It's like, how propped up?
Oh, are you, yeah, right. And the funny thing is, I'll listen to like WOR, like the Buck Sexton show, or shows that come in later, which will do ads for My Pillow, and they're like, you know who's a great patriot? The My Pillow guy. You know, blah, blah. I'm like, he's out of his fucking mind.
Yeah. Is that part of the read, or do they really think he's a great patriot?
They think he's a great patriot. Look, they probably know he's out of his fucking mind. It's ad time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was funny. CNN was, like, interviewing... like people at CPAC, which is a big conservative convention this weekend. And, you know, most of the, they're all Trump supporters, and most of them buy into all the nonsense and everything. But there's one person, is a Trump supporter, but doesn't believe into the nonsense. And he's like, basically, he's like, you know what? I just want somebody else besides the pillow guy to have all the evidence. Why does the pillow guy have all the evidence that nobody can see? And then he's like, when are they going to release the Kraken? Because I guess that's what they were going to do in Michigan. They were going to release the Kraken. So there's this one guy who supports Trump, but he's not batshit crazy. So thankfully, CNN found that one guy. I probably have a lot of differences of opinion, but at least that guy's go, listen, not for nothing, this is some nonsense over here.
Yeah. Well, it's like any part of the party, I mean, even the Democratic Party, you got your centrists, you got your far left, you know, and even the Trump Party, you got people like me that want less government,
but Joe,
he had a lot of good policies, and then you have all these people that believe that, you know, with the Kraken and the pillow guys got the evidence or something like that. To tell you the truth, with the whole election, I mean, I think it should be investigated, but it seems like there is something that seems very, you know.
It's been investigated. Joe, it's been investigated.
Look into it, see what you can find.
They've done that many times and audited. Well, they've done it.
But sometimes the judges refuse to even investigate it.
No, you know? No, Joe, these attorneys, it happened again. These attorneys are getting in trouble because they presented no evidence. They had these claims, but they couldn't come up with the evidence. That's what's happening with the Sidney Powell and the other one up in Michigan. They're in front of these federal judges, and the judges is reading them chapter and verse. It's like, your evidence is from the comments section of a YouTube video. That's what they came forward with. That's why these attorneys are getting stripped of their license and everything, because there was no evidence. It's not that nobody wanted to investigate it or hear it. There was nothing to hear or investigate.
I think it might be a thing, it might be far-reaching, that they might feel if they look into it and find anything, it could be devastating to the country where an election might have been stolen. It just seems very interesting with the mail-in ballots. And all that needs to be looked into. But for
everything's been looked into.
Dismissed.
It was Republicans who looked into it. These are Republicans who looked into it. There's nothing there. Everybody who actually knows anything about it, and I don't want to get into the election thing, said this is the most secure election we've ever had. The guy Chris Krebs was tasked with making this a secure election, and he did, and he got fired. The election was a great success. More people than ever voted in our country and participated. Donald Trump got the second most votes in history. Joe Biden happened to get the most votes, as it would turn out. The Republicans did exceedingly well in the election. It's just people didn't like Trump. And if you're paying attention,
I had a feeling that that's not the case in years to come. They're going to find a conspiracy on that in the evidence. I don't think now is the evidence. No, but there's just enough stuff that just seems a little bit out of balance.
There's nothing out of balance. There's nothing out of balance. This guy never got to 50% of popularity. Most people were exhausted by him and don't like him. And then he fucked up COVID-19. And people were like, ugh, enough. The way he won is people didn't like Hillary Clinton. That's why Donald Trump won. The way Joe Biden won is people didn't like Donald Trump. If people get sick of Joe Biden and don't like him, then a Republican will win. That's how the last two elections have gone. It's going, I'm not really sold on this guy, but I hate what you're offering.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing sneaky there.
It's like the lesser of two evils.
That's how people
are voting now.
But the only difference with the 2016 is there actually was evidence that the Russians were doing stuff. They haven't been able to nail Donald Trump specifically, but everybody around Donald Trump has gone to jail and shit like that. Listen, nothing's gonna come out. They've investigated the shit out of this. I'm sure, and red states, they would love to find out there were shenanigans. There's no shenanigans there. It's really hard to commit fraud. And an election. It's really hard to do. There's a paper trail with all these election machines. Mm. So, and that's what they looked at. So somebody like Joe goes, I don't really think it came in like that. And then they go with the paper trail. Go, all right, it matches. What are you going to do? Very few people go to jail for committing fraud during an election. I think the last time was like a Republican in North Carolina a few years ago running for Congress. They were like allegedly doing some shenanigans. There's not a lot of it, and it's certainly not enough to change an election. People just didn't like Donald Trump. I know it's hard for people like Joe, who really like Donald Trump, to understand. Listen, I understand people don't like the New York Yankees. It's hard for me to believe, although right now I don't like the New York Yankees. But you know, sometimes people just don't like what you like. Okay, that's fine. Let's move on. Let's move on to School of Fools.
School Still a fool.
All right, so I'm going to... I should have had this queued up, but I did not. So I will play this story for you and give you a few more details. Where the fuck is it?
Yeah, our School of Fools bumper sounds a little bit like a creepy ice cream van we were saying while it was playing. Ring around a rosy.
I use that on my ice cream truck when I get my...
Oh, this one doesn't have one.
See a CRV right. Coming down the road.
All right, so this is the story. Whenever Lopez decides to wear a Mexican flag to his high school graduation ceremony, he hoped to support his culture because a piñata was taken. Lopez didn't expect that anyone would react strongly against it. Swallow, Pip. But because of the flag, Lopez...
I've heard that before.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Today.
Yes, well, everybody has to gain entrance somehow. Lopez was denied his diploma. At the Ashboro High School graduation ceremony on Thursday night, Lopez said he carried the flag... and draped it over his shoulders while he was seated. Lopez said he was seated near teachers and no one mentioned the flag until he reached the stage. I just got to represent, Lopez. So Lopez said, I did it for my family. They came over here to give me a better future. He's the first in his immediate family to graduate, so the ceremony held a special significance. When his name was called, he stepped up on stage ready to receive his diploma. The principal wouldn't hand it over. Mine! Though, and spoke with him quietly as a line of students waited behind. What's going on? Let's go! After a few seconds, he walked off the stage without his diploma. Wah, wah, wah. I myself was very upset, and I had to contain my emotions because we're in a public area. We had a lot of people with eyes on us, said Lopez's cousin, Adolfo Hurtado. Lopez said that the administration told him he was being a distraction. I would argue the line of students is the fucking distraction. That's stupid. But a statement from Ashboro City School says he was violating a dress code. The heart of the issue is the fact that the student did not follow the established dress code for the event and detracted from the importance and the solemnity of the ceremony, according to the statement from Ashboro City Schools, and they thought that would be good enough. Our dress code is in place to ensure the dignity of the event is upheld and is fair to all students. Graduation is a milestone event, and it is grossly unfair for one individual to diminish this event by violating the dress code. However, it's perfectly acceptable for a principal to diminish this event and make it a fucking national story. That's perfectly acceptable. The school's statement also said that the denial of Lopez's diploma wasn't about the Mexican flag, and that other students had flags on their graduation caps and weren't punished. Photos and accounts from the ceremony show other students with stoles showing the Mexican flag, and those students received their diplomas. An email Principal Penny Crooks, look, she doesn't sound like a fucking villain. Penny Crooks sent to a student, like,
it's so on the nose.
It really is.
Know.
Penny Crooks, sent to students before the ceremony explained the dress code, saying male students should wear a dress shirt and dress pants, and female students should wear a dress skirt or dress pants, and no flip flops or tennis shoes are allowed. First of all, it's a fucking long gown. Nobody sees your shoes. Enough. The email also says, clothing should meet with the school district's dress code policy. The email and school dress code make no mention of flags being prohibited attire and do not say students aren't allowed to wear anything over their gowns. After the ceremony, Lopez and his parents were called into the Crooks' office. Now you did it. Crooks said that he would... Crooks is a dude?
Penny.
Penny. I thought that's a... No.
Penny is a girl's name.
Oh, no. Oh. Crooks said he would
Thank
receive...
You.
Crook said he would receive his diploma if he apologized. Lopez said, I ain't apologizing for nothing. And then his English teacher gasped her
heart. No diploma for you.
Is this what I taught you?
Yeah,
is that
really
how we speak the Queen's English? I ain't apologizing for nothing, Lopez told the Courier Tribune after the encounter, in which case the English teacher was promptly fired for failing to do his or her job. It's you who should be apologizing. Biatch, I added that. You're the one doing wrong, motherfucker. I added that. His mother, Margarita Lopez, a hot box of rocks, cried, for me, that's not fair. That's something for racists. All right, that's not racist. It's a little much there. It's not racist.
Yeah, it's like, put that card down.
Slow down, Margarita.
Yeah.
And I love your pizza. After their meeting, police officers escorted Lopez and his family from the building. Robbie Brown, assistant police chief for the Ashboro Police Department, said that the officers were already on hand for the ceremony and that didn't send any additional officers. Officers escorted Lopez off the property at the request of the principal. As of 3 p.m. Friday, Lopez hadn't received his diploma. His mother said that she received a call from the school and that she was setting up a meeting with school administrators next week. The school offered to meet Friday afternoon, but Margarita Lopez said she preferred to wait so she could have others there with her so that she could have a translator because English isn't her first language. That's fair enough. Mm-hmm. On Friday afternoon, about 30 people gathered outside Ashboro High School in support of Lopez. Some in the group held signs saying, free Evers diploma or honk if you're not racist. Again, a little much. And others,
Donna Martin graduates. Donna Martin graduates.
What is that, 90210?
It's a 90210 joke.
Okay. We're the only show that offers those, Joe. and other straight Mexican flags over their shoulders every few minutes.
What? Wait a second. In the chat, Ken White Jr. says, "We don't need no stinking diplomas.
We don't need- And we don't need no stinking English, too." Every few minutes, cars honked along the road in support of their cause. Jessica Estrada, a student at Ashboro High School, also attended the demonstration. I can't imagine how his mother feels right now. A little embarrassed, considering the fact that he just wanted to show where he came from and show his pride. Well, it's Gay Pride Month, stupid. He worked hard to get something that means...
Thank you, Joe, God.
It could be Mexican Pride Month.
Every month is Mexican Pride Month. It means so much to so many immigrant parents. The fact that she refused to give it to him, it's messed up, Estrada said. The incident has generated a firestorm in social media with the comments over Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, and TikTok. Well, now you've done it. Supporters have started a petition called "Give This Man His Diploma on Change.org." Of course we did. Which had more than 40,000 signatures as of Friday afternoon. Now I feel joy because I have everybody supporting me. Well, not everybody. Ashboro City School said after Thursday's graduation that it was reevaluating the dress code policy. You think? A representative of Ashboro City Schools couldn't be reached for comment Friday beyond the school district's release statement. Supporters of Lopez gathered at the school. Meanwhile, unmarked Ashboro police cars were parked nearby in response to the threats to shoot up the school and death threats to the principal. Slow down, people! It's a piece of paper. WFMY reported police also stepped up patrols around the high school and in the principal's neighborhood. The family held a news conference and then went inside to speak with school administrators before Lopez emerged with his diploma. Lopez said that while he appreciated the support, the threats against the principal should end. If you were going to send her an email or say something, at least leave threatful, that's not a word, things out, Lopez said.
Threatful.
That's not a word. I just feel like they should respect her even though she did something wrong. You know? Much like Don Trump Jr. that said, "Am I right?"
You know?
Lopez said he wore the flag out of pride for his Mexican roots. He said he's the first member of his immediate family to graduate from high school. This was Pip's blog for the week. You can read it at davincomedy.com. So we will let Pip have the first words of wisdom. Or stupidity.
Well, a little of both. You know, I get that the school doesn't want the kids showing up looking like NASCAR. You know, they want to have a dignified graduation. However, they never said that you're not allowed to wear something over your gown. So this horseshit about saying that he was disrupting the ceremony or that he was calling too much attention to himself. Look, there were teachers that saw him sitting there with his flag wrapped around him before he walked up to get his diploma. If somebody was having a highfalutin fit about it, they should have done something then. But no, they made a big deal and they said, "Oh, it's against our policy." No, it's not. No, it's not. In your own words, you didn't say that you couldn't do that. And just because somebody came up with that idea and you didn't think to stomp it down before it happened for the first time, you don't get to get all over this kid and hold back his diploma. That's a hard-won piece of paper. He won his diploma.
Well, let me stop you right there. Judging by...
one piece of paper wasn't it in English.
Thank you, Joe. You be. I had to set it up, but Joe finished it. Exactly. I don't know how hard one it was. I don't know how strict the curriculum was, but go on.
I don't know, but I'm just saying that getting your high school diploma, especially for somebody who this is the first high school diploma in his immediate family, this is a point of pride for the whole family. And they had to bollocks it up because of some fakakta school dress... code that's not even true. No, screw you, give him the kid his diploma, change the dress code for next year if this horrifies you so terribly, but you're making a big deal out of nothing. I don't like it. It's just these little petty dictators deciding, "Come and kiss my ring and then you can get your diploma." No, fuck you, hand it over.
Well, you'll be kicked out of my fiefdom. Yeah, I mean, again, like we always say, what are they thinking? Like, how do they not know this? Like, oh, we didn't want to see. Yeah, you got a line of students backed up, and everybody's watching now. And now everybody's seeing.
Now it's a to-do.
Now you see this. Now you're getting booed. There was actual video of this. Now
I missed the boos.
Yeah, now they're booing because you didn't give this kid this diploma. Is this, again, is this really the fight we need to have? I don't don't think it takes away from the dignity of the event. It wasn't girls going wild. Like, we didn't have, like, a bunch of, like, 17 or 18 go show their tits, and then Snoop Dogg and that guy who's in jail from Girls Going Wild back, and they pull up outside in the parking lot, and the cheerleaders from the graduating class loaded onto the plane. If that happened, I would say, you know what? Entertaining. But it does take away from the dignity and solemnity of the
event. Very nicely done.
Thank you. Of the event. This was not that. The time to say something was when the other teacher said, listen, ever. You can't. You know, Principal Crooks, it's in the fucking name, is a problem.
Yeah.
You know, if you wear this, it's going to just do us a favor. Don't wear it around. Or make it a bandana, and then it's part of your culture. That's all we're saying. No?
Or like, some of them were wearing it like a stole, which is, you know, like a scarf. If he...
Wear it like a cape! You're
a
Mexican man.
He was wearing it like a cape.
We can't have Mexican superheroes.
But it's like, look, if you're going to wear that flag, you know she's going to have the pole stuck up her butt about it. So, dude... But since he did, and nobody's told him beforehand, so it's like no.
Let it go. And the dress code has to be more specific.
Yeah.
They dropped the ball on the dress code. They fucked up.
Yeah.
So now we have to reevaluate. Penny caused the problem. Principal Penny brought all the problems. This could have been a non-story, and then during the summer they could have gone, all right, we don't want that again. We gotta be more specific with our dress code. Nobody gets to wear flags. This is what it has, and then going forward.
Well, the kids were wearing flags on top of their mortar boards.
Yes.
And apparently that was okay. It's just he went one step further in being, you know, more demonstrative about the size of his flag, perhaps, or whatever. It's like, you know what? Now you're just pitching a fit over nothing. But this is when some teachers or administrators get on their high horse about administering rules that, you know, it's like it's a gray area or something, and they just have to have their way and have their dominance over the classroom and the students no matter what. And it's like, you know what? No, we're going to dance in this town. We are going to wear our flags over our shoulders, and Donna Martin is going to graduate, goddammit.
What's interesting...
Well, when people came to this country at the beginning of the 20th century, the Italians, the Irish, all of them, they had to have a sponsor. They had to have a job. When they came here, they were also taught to, if they wanted Spanish or anything, the old country will be left at the home and the home only. When you go out, you are an American. You are proud to be an American. So for the simple fact that this kid shows up with a flag of a country that offered him no opportunity is absolutely disrespectful in a ceremony. Also, the mother doesn't speak English. It's a culture that is coming here that does not want to assimilate, that does not want to believe in the country's thing, that want to be there and force their culture on us. There's no respect on people coming to this country anymore. They feel entitled. They feel like they could desecrate something. And there is a dress code at the graduation. I feel the school was appropriate in what they did.
You didn't even show up to your graduation. What are you talking about? And listen, the graduation doesn't care about the Mexican thing.
The thing is that the disrespect that a lot of immigrants show here, they want a handout. It's just another drop in the bucket.
It's a Mexican community.
Not being content with it is a problem.
It's a Mexican community. And they let the Mexican students wear it
in
on their...
In America. You're here in America. You are in America.
Then put it in the dress code.
Ceremony. You don't like it, take the fucking flag and go back to fucking Mexico where there's no opportunity for
you. Did you see, by the way, did you see in New York all the Italians celebrating when Italy won the Euro Cup? Did you see all that going on? There wasn't about American pride. It was pride for Italy. So people.
Was it a graduation ceremony?
They were blocking traffic.
Ceremony in a neighborhood.
They were blocking traffic. They were celebrating in the streets.
It was a celebration. It was a celebration out of a school with no dress code, and it wasn't. And it was a celebration. I'm sure you. And those Italians came from a generation, and I know because I was one of them. That first generation that came here. that learned the language, that assimilated, that loved the country. The flag came first, and anything from the old country stayed at the house.
Well, no, clearly it didn't, because they took the old country into the fucking streets to celebrate Italy's championship.
And so, they did, but you're
making arguments that the school's not making. You're making an argument the school's not making. The school didn't have a problem with the Mexican heritage. They just didn't want him wearing the flag. They could have it on the mortarboards. If the school had an issue with all this, they should have put it on the dress code.
It was a distraction.
It would have been a distraction. Nobody was distracted. The principal fucked up. Nobody would be distracted. This wouldn't be a story if
Did he ask all the other people that were there?
I saw video of it. It was online.
Did you speak to anybody that was there?
No, I didn't go to North Carolina to investigate the story. I'll leave that. But I saw video. I did see video of it while it was happening, and people cheered. And then when he was being held up, they booed loudly.
Example of a culture that feels that that's no respect of where they came. Now, look, if this
you're inferring a lot about this
sporting event, like you're saying the attack, that's a little bit different. But this is some place that you earn something, and you earn something for coming to this country, and you show disrespect.
I don't know, man. I used to see kids wearing Italian
shit
in school.
So great. Why didn't you stay there and you take the flag? No, you came to America to get a better opportunity, and you disgraced that better opportunity that you were afforded by wearing a flag from a country that offered you no opportunity.
Well, I don't think he had a choice in where he came. But I remember in high school seeing plenty of kids wearing. Hold on. I remember in high school seeing plenty of people wearing Italian or Irish, like Kiss Me, I'm Irish, wearing Italian or Irish flags or Italian and Irish jewelry. Nobody gave
a
shit
about it. Were they wearing a flag like he was?
Were they wearing wearing a cape to English class.
Very well. He made a little button. Maybe it was a button.
No, it wasn't a button. It wasn't a button. It was full shirts. Nobody said it's a distraction. Nobody said leave your culture back in the old country. People have pride of their heritage. There's nothing wrong with being
prideful. People are coming here and they don't want to assimilate.
You don't know anything about this kid.
And that's a major problem in this country.
He speaks English.
And we all have to sit here with people that have no respect for where they're coming to. And people like you, we have to sit and be enamored by it. It's a,
people like me, I didn't make the dress code.
The tipping point is starting to come.
People like, I didn't make the dress code. If the community has a problem with it, write the fucking dress code.
Don't even take of it. You're sitting and you're enamored by it.
I'm enamored?
That's where we're having problems here.
Have I seemed enamored?
In Spanish, you have to do this.
I think that's another word Joe does not know the meaning of. Enamored. I'm not enamored by anything in this story. I think the school dropped the ball.
It seems that there was a contentment in this country that everybody is afraid, just wants to roll over and play dead, and has to be pretended and be enamored by everything. And it's
do you know what the word enamored means? Do you know what the word enamored means? Because enamored is not the same as roll over, per se. Those are two very different things. So first, you need to establish that you know what the word enamored is. Second of all, you need to establish that you know what roll over is. But Pip and I are saying here is, it wasn't in the dress code. Hold on!
You see somebody that has no respect for where they are, and that's fine. It's fine. Absolutely fine.
Joe, I think that you're reading into it that he doesn't have any respect for America. I mean,
he doesn't because he wouldn't have worn that if he did.
Well, wait a second. So you're saying that all those Irishmen marching down Fifth Avenue on St. Patrick's Day don't have any respect for America?
They do, but it's a specific day.
It's St. Patrick's Day, and this was his graduation
day. Celebrating the Irish culture. Now, you bring up...
It doesn't celebrate the Irish culture. Stop. It doesn't... St. Patrick's Day does not celebrate the Irish culture. St. Patrick's Day celebrates getting shit-faced. Stop it.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, come on. There's a lot more to Irish culture than getting shit-faced by 11 a.m. Believe me. I'm not Irish, and I know that. If St. Patrick's Day is like Cinco de Mayo, a day to get shit-faced.
Are you kidding me? Also, with the Italian win, Italians are celebrating their culture, but it wasn't in a specific ceremony, okay? This was a specific ceremony, okay? And to show where that is a total disrespect.
Are you upset with the other kids that wore flags on their mortar boards at that same ceremony?
If it wasn't a distraction, no, but what he was wearing was a distraction.
By nobody's standard, but by Principal Penny Crooks. Because other teachers, other administration saw him. The time to make it a non-distracting event was when he was sitting there and go, listen, I understand your pride in your country. You can't go up there with the flag. It's a little too much. It's a little too big. Please don't wear it while you're up there. If you don't want to make it a distraction, that's the time to do it. Penny Crooks was a showboat who makes bad decisions because Penny Crooks created the distraction. If Penny Crooks didn't want the flag being up on stage, the time to address it was before the flag ever got anywhere close to the stage. They did a bad job with the dress code. They weren't specific with the dress code, and they did a bad job of handling it before it became a distraction. So whether your points are valid or not, it's irrelevant to this story. We have an example of a school failing and a principal making a decision that brought a lot of attention onto themselves, which, you know what, it might cost this Penny Crooks their fucking job, because I assure you the Asheboro School District does not want this, because it's clear that there's a big Mexican.
The only person in this story that should lose their job immediately is the English teacher.
Well, that I can't argue.
But yeah,
you know what?
Could you imagine the English teacher when she read that statement? I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. But to be fair,
wouldn't have a fucking problem with it.
To be fair, how many Italians, since we bring that up, how many Italians go, not for nothing? You know, let's be honest, that's not the Queen's English either. A lot of people.
You know what? If the kids said that, the English teacher would be, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, once they're in class. When they're in class, I bet, you know, yeah. It was like in Spanish class. You'd answer in English, and you'd go, in Spanish.
En español.
When you're in class, you speak by the rules. Once you go, fuck that shit, I'm speaking like an animal. I mean, we all do that. I mean, I curse a lot more during this show than I do in everyday life. You would feel comfortable. Would I do it to the media? No, but I'm not an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah.
I'm not an 18-year-old kid. It's fine. Listen, Lopez did nothing wrong. This is a nothing story. This is an example of the principal, once again, this is why school fools bring unwanted, unnecessary attention. This could have been addressed in the summer. If this was such an issue for the community, go, listen, what happened with Ever Lopez? Can't have that again. We have to go through the dress code. We have to explain that this is a solemn event. We don't want to bring any attention to any flags or causes or nationalities. Boom, boom, boom. So then going forward, you have this. It wouldn't be an issue. They fucked up. So whether you're concerned.
To me, it's just another instance of people not respecting where they came, where they are.
No, but the whole thing, I don't think you understand America. America's the only country that has Irish-American, Italian-American, African-American, which apparently they don't want unless they're from Africa. But, you know, right. It's like America's the only country where you put where you're originally from before the country you live. So by your logic, everybody who refers themselves as an Irish-American, a Scottish-American, an Italian-American, they have no respect because they should just be Americans.
But in reality... They put the country where they are first.
Oh no! You go into some of these communities. You wouldn't have Little Italy if that was the case.
20th century and started to change when everybody just rolled over. So we need to all speak Spanish. We need to all do this. And you're seeing it get out of hand. That's not in the story.
That might be a topic for another day, but there's none of that in this story.
No, the kid was just showing pride. Like, listen, look where we came from, and look where we are.
If the kid didn't wear the flag, Wouldn't it be no story at all? Is that correct?
No, if the principal didn't hold up his diploma, there would be no story at all.
Yeah,
but if the kid showed respect for where he is, that afforded him an education.
Well, you're putting on what this kid's intentions are with respect, not respect. That's nowhere in the story. What we do know in the story is the principal did not give the diploma and held up the line and caused the scene. The principal caused the distraction. The reason for not wearing a flag was we did not want to cause a distraction. If Principal Crooks just gave the kid the diploma and let the kid march off like everybody else, there would be no distraction. Principal Crooks, ironically, caused the distraction. That's where I'm not even going to address all the other things that you're talking about, because it has nothing to do with this story.
It sure does do with this story.
No, not at all.
But he wouldn't have wore the flag, and there wouldn't have been an issue at all.
And
that's something learned from the home.
Yeah, but
my point, where there's no respect from a lot of people that come here for the country they're in.
But see, you're you're discussing that as if that's in evidence. That's your opinion of what you think he was doing.
It's a liberal thought. With a liberal thought, the problem is that you see something, but you gloss over it, and you don't even pay attention to that.
Really?
Where it's a cause to something else.
How much?
And that, I've had plenty of conversations about it. It's the liberal thought. They just gloss over it. It's okay. And a lot.
All right. Well, when the conservatives are done glossing over January 6th, we'll go back and revisit this. When January 6th was no longer a tourist trip, we'll go. I mean, stop it. This is you're trying to paint the broad stroke liberal conservative. This is not a liberal conservative thing. It's not that issue.
The way a liberal looks at it something and goes, oh no, that's fine.
We never said that's fine or not fine. What Pip and I have said, actually, Pip and I have cast no judgment on whether he should wear the flag or not. Pip and I never gave our opinion on that. What we said was...
Give your opinion. Should he have worn that flag or should he have not?
I could do with a better written dress code. I could do, but I don't care either way, to be honest with you, because I don't worry about little shit because I'm an adult. But if I did worry about this shit, I would write a better dress code. Because as the administration, if this is going to bother people, the impetus is on me to have clearly written rules. And if I do have clearly written rules and somebody violates it, well, now we have something.
And if somebody
violates it and I see it before they get up to the stage, it is on me to address it before they get on stage. Because if my whole modus operandi there is to avoid the distraction, I had plenty of opportunities to avoid a distraction, and I failed. It's called what the conservatives used to call back in the day personal responsibility.
Yeah.
So you might say that the child has personal responsibility. Fine. He's also an 18-year-old boy. The administration has responsibility. If their goals are we don't want a distraction. Listen, motherfucker, everybody's got a camera. Everybody's filming this. Penny, bitch dear, this is not the time. This is not the time, Penny. Everybody's filming this. This is not the time. We'll all deal with this later. But they didn't do it. Listen, you can defend Penny all you want. She fucked up. She caused the school a lot more problems than they need when they could have just quietly addressed it in the summer and rewritten the dress code and said, nobody can wear a flag anymore. No matter what the flag is, nobody can wear the flag anymore. You know, these are the rules. And then they would have done it. But she didn't. She caused the distraction. Now, should she be fired? Not necessarily. But I would certainly question her decision-making and her ability to lead.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the board should have a conversation with her about, did you make a mountain out of a molehill? You were worried about distracting, and you were the distraction, so let's do this better.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's work on it for next year.
Now we have the national press down here, and we're being called racist, which they were not. It wasn't a racist thing. That was the woman blowing it out of her board.
Yeah,
I don't think it had
no.
anything to do with racism.
No. No, because other people, they specifically said other students had the Mexican flag as a stole. That was not an issue.
Should have been specific in the dress code.
Yeah.
They dropped the ball. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's interesting, though, how people can infer all these things about what the motivations are. I have no idea. He said he was proud of the achievement, and he was showing his family he was proud of his heritage. I mean, lots of people are proud of their heritage. It's fine. You know, I don't give a shit. I'm not a huge heritage people, but I know a lot of people come. For instance, I'll give you an example, then we'll move on. So I told you that I'm doing this roast.
Yeah.
And so I asked questions. So I asked the ethnic background, and one of the doors filled it out. 100% Italian and proud of it.
Okay.
Now this is a man in his 60s. Now, by Joe's line of thought, he should not necessarily. He should be American and proud. And this is a Trump supporter. American and proud of it. And the Italy stuff should be left at home, if you take that line of thinking. Whereas for me, it's like, I don't care if you're proud of where you came from. That's great. You're living here now. I don't know why you're living here. I don't know why your family left. It's none of my business. I'm going on with my day. I got my own shit to work. I know why my people are here. They were fleeing the Nazis. You know, people come to this country for all different reasons.
My people are here because we couldn't grow any more potatoes.
See, now that's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, we couldn't.
That's the famine.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit face is just a character trait.
Yeah, there were things coming at us like fascism and no potatoes, and we had to get out of there.
Yes, well, the same. Hitler and Mr. Potato Man, Mr. Potato Head, the same thing. But it's like, yeah, it's like people get hung up on where they came from. If somebody takes pride on their heritage, I don't give a shit one way or the other. It does not matter to me one bit, but it does matter to other people, and I don't begrudge them for it. I don't go, oh, you're an America now. You should be proud of your America. I'm assuming if you're here.
If it's a ceremony, they should be. If it's a sporting event or something, you know, something to that effect, no.
But you're making arbitrary rules. You're making arbitrary rules for people.
St. Patrick's Day, you know.
Yeah, but you're making rule. You're making arbitrary rules that fit what you think it should be.
No, it's not an arbitrary.
It is.
It's been an assimilation for culture that's been part of this country's history for the past 150 years.
I could argue a parade just for your people is not assimilating. Why do we have to take off a day? Why do we have to shut down traffic just for your people? You're in America now. I mean, the parade is not assimilating, whether it be gay pride, Israeli day, St. Patrick's Day. It's not assimilating. It's clearly standing out. If you are a parade, you are clearly drawing attention to something that is not, we're all in this.
But if it's a special day dedicated to that one thing, one day out of the year, was it Mexican graduation day?
But by your logic, though, there's no place for that. Well, the place for that is in the home.
My logic for that is
that's what you
that
said.
When you are in a ceremony, in a public event, and such as a school or something like that, in a country that afforded you your education, you shouldn't be disrespectful and show a flag of a country that afforded you nothing. However, if you do celebrate, you know, if you do celebrate a heritage and there is a day specifically for that, then that's fine.
But I would, but by your reasoning, if you were to take your line of reasoning, there should be no days for that once you're here. There should be no St. Patrick's Day. There should be no San Gennaro Festival. There should not.
That's not true. Assimilation is something that is you're talking about one specific day. What I'm talking about is people day in and day out that refuse to assimilate.
But we have no. There's no evidence that this kid doesn't do that.
Well, wait a second. But this kid learned English. And he went to an American school and he earned his diploma. I don't know by what.
So shouldn't you show respect to the country that afforded you that?
No, I don't think it's it's not a national day. It's not 4th of July. It has nothing to do. I don't take anything. When people graduate, I don't think this is a great day for America. I think this is a great achievement for that person.
Well, I think that we're not ever going to come to an agreement on what whether the showing of his flag of his home country or his ancestry country was, disrespecting or not. But I don't think that was the issue with graduation.
No.
About disrespect. It was about respecting the dress code, and that wasn't in it. So
yeah.
That's the only thing.
That's the thing. You know, it's a solemn event. We have a dress code. Okay, fair enough. You have a dress code. Unfortunately, you didn't put everything that you wanted to put in the dress code. That's all. And that's why it's funny to see this get all blown up into something that really was a clerical error, if you think about it.
Kinda.
It really was a clerical error that this principle made a lot worse. Where, so often we do these stories, go, what were they thinking? To me, this is another, what were they thinking? If you have a problem with the Mexican flag, whatever it is, there's a way to address that quietly.
But the story says there was an established dress code.
But that wasn't in the dress code. That was not in the dress code. There was an established dress code written out, and he did not violate the dress code. That's the problem. The problem is he did nothing. He did nothing wrong. Technically, you write things, and people are going to obey the things that are written. If the dress code said, and you can't wear any national flags,
because people might have had common sense and respect for where they are, and maybe that took that into account. I guess they failed.
No, Penny Crooks is the only one who didn't have common sense. She had the opportunity. She blew it. All right, let's go. Speaking of people who did not have common sense, do some turbulent. Air. Where is that? The fuck is it?
It's up in the air.
Thank you. Your help as always.
Sure.
This is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see a beautiful serene river. If you look to your left, majestic mountains. Straight ahead, it seems like we have a big black cloud. We're going to need you to fasten your seatbelts, folks, because it looks like we're in for a turbulent flight.
Doug, this flight was heading to the Bahamas, this American Airlines flight Monday night, but it had to be canceled after a group of students reportedly from Winthrop reportedly refused to wear their face masks. Now, flight 893 was ready to depart from Charlotte International Airport, but a mechanical issue forced the passengers onto a different plane. That's when fellow passengers say some among the group of teens allegedly refused to put on masks in accordance with the CDC guidelines. After hours of standoff, the flight to Nassau was ultimately canceled.
I wouldn't say all of them. I'd say 75 to 80% of them were being terrible kids, saying smart stuff.
All they had to do was follow the rules, put the mask on, sit there, no smart mouth comments, and they couldn't do it.
Now, none of the Winthrop students were arrested. The flight cancellation forced other passengers, many of them who were on vacation, to rebook their flights. At Logan Airport, Matt Reed, WCVB News Center 5.
Also, Winthrop mother told WCVB that the teens on the trip from her community did not know the teen without a mask. So her story is there's only one teen without a mask, but that does not seem to be the case. She said the Winthrop group also contends that only one senior lowered his mask. After hours of impasse, the flight to Nassau was canceled. None of the Winthrop students were arrested. Breakaway Beach, the business that said it organized the trip for the recent graduates, released a statement criticizing American Airlines. They said only one or two of the passengers acted in a way that led to their removal from the plane. The handling of this situation by American Airlines was incredibly disappointing. Of course, safety is an absolute priority, and any passenger not abiding by aviation rules and regulations must be removed from an aircraft, the business wrote. However, the act of one individual is not the responsibility of the others, and the students that were abiding by the rules should not have had to endure this type of treatment. The group was treated in an improper and overly harsh manner, causing unnecessary stress and aggravation to the travelers and their parents from afar. Regardless, and perhaps especially because of their age, these students should have been treated in the exact same way as every other passenger and had lodging and meals provided. All right, so then we got to figure out, was it a group of them or is it one or two of them? Either way.
Right. We got to unpack this damn thing.
Either way.
Everybody off. If it's one guy, we got to relax.
No. Either way, who's ever not complying, get the fuck off the plane. We're going to the Bahamas, stupid.
That's what I meant. They got to, you know, everybody goes if you're wearing masks. The one that refuses to get the fuck off the plane, they're playing their rules.
Yeah, I don't know why this plane has to sit on the tarmac for hours. There are police there. I don't care if they're students. Get them the fuck off the plane. I will be flipping my shit.
Yeah.
If I'm trying to get someplace in the Bahamas, I want to go on vacation, and we don't get to take off that night because I got somebody who won't wear a mask. I don't care if they're kids or not. And no, if I have to kick you off the plane because you're not behaving, I'm not providing lodging and food.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. I'm flying to Vegas in September. When I go to the store, I got my shots. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm heading to the airport. That day, I'm wearing a fucking, I'm bringing a mask. You got to put a mask on. Okay? Fine. Where do I sit? Can I get a window seat? Fine. You know? They're playing their rules. But when you get on a plane, it's their fucking airline, their rules. You know?
Well, it's the national, it's the country's rules.
Then get the fuck off the plane.
It's the country's rules.
To the end of the discussion.
What are you doing in Vegas?
I'm going to the Comics of the Compound.
Oh, that's cool. They flying you out?
No, I'll probably get a room out there. I'll probably get the room, but I'm flying out. It's one of those things where I would go, even if I wasn't a stand-up or whatever, I'd probably go anyway. I haven't been away anywhere, you know, ever since I moved. It's been 4 years. I haven't gone away and stuff like that. When you guys went to Vegas, I mean, Aerosmith, you know, Aerosmith you can see anywhere, you know, when they come to town.
No. First of all, it was different there. Was it a much different experience?
Yeah, very.
And they're like 90 years old, so you better slow down on when they come to town. And now their guitarist Brad Whitford says, "I don't think we're going to tour anymore. I don't really want to." So Pip and I made the absolute right decision. We had a great time.
I don't blame them. They're in their late 70s. You know?
Right. But once again, your logic falls apart.
Rehearsal.
You just said you could see them anywhere, and I was contending, no, you could not.
Not anymore.
And it was a sound decision made by Mr. and Mrs. Helix.
I think it was. But, you know, well, first of all, these days, all the acts that I like are starting to die off.
Yes.
So I'm like, see them while I can.
Yes.
See them while they're living. That's
right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Genesis, I'm seeing Genesis in December. I'm seeing them at USB. And I'm thinking of making an asshole move, even though I have no money, of seeing him at the Garden as well, because they ain't coming back. I mean, Phil Collins could barely make it. They're not coming back again.
Yeah, no.
They wait 10 years. They're going to be in their 80s. They're not fucking coming back.
Yeah, no. You got to see him while you can. But the whole thing about, you know, you hardly ever go on vacation. You should definitely go and enjoy
my last
that.
My official vacation was 21 years ago when I went on a cruise. After that, you know, it's like the only other thing I've done, I got on the road to do comedy. And the thing, and you know what people think about when you go do comedy, you go on the road, oh, that's nice, you're getting away. No. Anything you do that day is always the show behind it. You might see some strikes, but there's the show. Now, Gavin knows that. We'll talk about the show. There's always the show behind. I mean, even though I'm going out there, I'm doing, you know, I got to get, you know, I'm doing guest spots in there. But still, you know, that's the difference. There's always the show that night, you know, and you always, what am I doing? How am I doing? What's the set list going to be? What am I going to do? You know? So, you know, eventually I will go on a vacation, because all I would like to do, I dream of going on a vacation, just hanging out, getting up, going to a buffet, lying around, dancing, drinking, doing all this shit, you know? We'll see.
Getting back to the story, I think the way we change this... No, that's fine. No, but I think the way we start making people liable. Like, if you cause a plane to be delayed by because you're an asshole, I get to sue you now. I get to sue you for the damages, my lost day of vacation, or if I'm going to the Bahamas, it's usually for work, my lost wages and everything. I get to sue you for being an asshole.
Yep.
I mean, you can't sue an airline for weather
Oh, right, because that's a force majeure. But somebody being, due to some actions of a person holding that up, that's a different story. That's not a force majeure. That's not, a, you know, it's an unseen thing, but it's not an unseen thing. You can't control the weather. You can't tell a storm, you know, you can't come by the airport at this time. Oh, okay, we'll come after six. You know, you got somebody that was told the rule and broke it, you know, and they should be liable for any inconvenience or loss of money that they caused.
Yeah, you know, there are situations where people on airplanes act like assholes. They get drunk, or you know, they flip their shit for whatever reason, and then the airline makes the decision that they're going to have to land someplace closer than their destination to get this person off and have the feds.
I don't know why people lose their shit in a plane. Sit down, put your stuff in the overhead, and eat fucking peanuts. Is that too fucking hard?
Yeah, apparently for some crazy entitled people it is. And it ruins everyone else's plans and their day and whatever they had to get to. They miss a meeting, now they're in trouble with work, they miss a day of their vacation. Whatever they were supposed to do, even if they just wanted to go to a hotel and masturbate, you cut into my jerking off time. I'm pissed off. Whatever that person's going to do, you know? It's just like, you don't have the right to be a three-year-old. You can't be a toddler on a plane. No, you're an adult. You're going to act like one. And if your parents, if you're a kid, if your parents can't get your shit under control, off the plane. Off.
Well, I mean, the one answer to that is... you can jerk off on the plane. It's just frowned upon. That's
why you never get those little blankets.
No, well.
You don't know what's happened there.
I kind of did. That's why I get them. All right. So this was a scandal in conservative media. The San Francisco Gay Men's Choir made a song about converting children. I will play the song for you. I hope you guys listened to it already. I gave you guys the link. And then we will.
As we celebrate Pride on the progress we've made over these past years, there's still work to be done. So to those of you out there who are still working against equal rights, we have a message for you.
You think we're sinful? You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect. But you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Just this once, you're correct. We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep him from disco. What about San Francisco? Make him wear pleated pants, we don't care. We'll convert your children. We'll make them tolerant and fair.
At first I didn't get why you'd be so scared of us turning your children into accepting, caring people, but I see now why you'd have a problem with that.
Just like you worried, they'll change their group of friends. You won't approve of where they go at night to protest. Oh, and you'll be disgusted.
So gross.
When they start finding things online that you kept far from their sight.
Like information.
Guess what? You'll still be alright. We'll convert your children. Yes, we will.
Reaching one and all. There's really no escaping it.
Cause even grandma likes RuPaul.
And the world's getting kinder.
Gen Z's gayer than Grindr. Learn to love, learn to vogue, face your fate. We'll convert your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate. We're coming for them.
The San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, of course they are, is facing away from backlash. What?
You never would have known.
Well, it sneaks up on you from behind, Joe. A San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus is facing a wave of backlash, ooh, as opposed to backsplash, after offering up what it described as ironic humor about fears surrounding children and the gay agenda. The backlash came after the chorus posted a video in which members sang about indoctrinating children to being more concerned about, quote, fairness and justice. My word! You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked? One of the members sings, funny, just once, you're correct. My God, heavens to Murgatroyd! We'll convert your children happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you'll barely notice it. Kind of like a cuck. You can keep them from disco. Why? The 70s are gone. Done. Warn about San Francisco. Make them wear pleated pants. We don't care. We'll convert your children. We'll make them tolerant and fair. Later, the lyrics continue. We'll convert your children. Someone's got to teach them not to hate. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children. We're coming for them. We're coming for them. We're coming. Oh, no, now I'm just coming. Your children will care about the. Sorry. All that talk of children. I lost myself.
Oh, no.
Hello.
No.
Your children will care about, the chorus adds, fairness and justice for others. Your children will work to convert all of their sisters and brothers. Then soon we're almost certain your kids will start converting you. The gay agenda is coming home. The gay agenda is here. But you don't have to worry, because there's nothing wrong with standing by our side. The video received plenty of bash.
See, I'm going to rhyme that with queer. You know, it's too wordy.
Well, why didn't they consult with you? The video received plenty of pushback from conservatives. Man, this sure sounds like a cult, doesn't it? An article for Not the Bee read. First of all, the fact that there's something for Not the Bee and Fox News puts this on their website, it makes me wonder a little bit of Fox News' reference. Not the Bee?
Not the Bee.
Ugh. How about the C and the U and the N and the D? This is grotesque and unacceptable. I made a word. And unacceptable, tweeted Bridget Gabriel of Act for America. Commenter Raheem Qasim tweeted, LGBT in 2010. No, we aren't interested in kids, you bigot. We just want to get married like you. He proceeded to tweet LGBT in 2021, directing followers to an article about the song. Republican Ohio State Legislator Christina Hagen said, they are pompously singing about undermining traditional values of families. Actually, that's not in the song.
No.
According to the post-millennial.
But it is there.
It's there in what way?
They're trying to undermine the normal traditions of marriage. The problem with this is that gay rights, we have to accept gay rights, it's fine, but it gets to a point where I have to say, but you know what? Don't start shoving stuff down my throat, no pun intended. Yeah. And this is what they're doing, especially using the children. They didn't think, you know, they don't think that it sounds like they're coming for the children. I mean, this is an alternate lifestyle. An alternate lifestyle that we have to accept. And now we have to sit there, and they're just pushing the agenda further and further. Look, we accept you. That's fine. You have your rights. But you leave it be.
Yeah, but the song has nothing to do with the gay lifestyle or marriage or traditional stuff. The song
blatantly says they're coming for your children.
Right, to make them more tolerant and fair.
More promulgation in here that they're not... The feedback they're getting is appropriate for this.
It's comedy, stupid. You should know comedy. This is clearly satirical. This is satire. Now, whether you think it's funny or not, that's fine. You know, whatever. Maybe they hit the mark. Maybe they didn't.
I'll wait till I might come out with my new parody, Jews, Jews, Jews. We'll see the phone ring over that, won't we?
No, probably not. I'd probably ignore it like I ignore most of your music. But...
Well, it depends on what the lyrics are.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. I mean, the song, we're coming for the children. It's not to plow them from behind. We're coming for the children to make them so I can come in your mouth. No, it's to make them more tolerant and fair. Most people, like these...
But the thing about it is that they're learning to be tolerant and fair in the schools. To push these...
Not necessarily.
...is a detriment to what they're doing.
No, well... I mean, first of all, we have to agree. We all know that this is sarcastic,
it's
right?
It's parody.
It's parody, right?
Well, apparently not. Two out of three of us know.
Okay. Because, I mean, it is a joke because it's a play on what conservative, very conservative, like Christians and stuff, think that they're doing.
Here's what happened. The conservatives got triggered. They got triggered by coming for the children. That triggered them, which they did not listen to the lyrics. So you can go, well, I really don't like the coming for the children part. But a normal human being, regardless of political affiliation, all right, kindness, fair, not hate, conservative, liberal, a normal good human being go, oh, that's not so bad.
What they're saying they want the kids to do is be fair and kind.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. But they're not getting the humor of... We know you think that we, like, can turn your kids into gays. That's not what we can do, you know?
But we're going to try!
But it's like a joke.
But that's the interpretation the song gave.
No, it's not!
No.
Yeah, for people...
Yes, it is!
If you don't know humor...
It's a whole liberal bias thing. Well, no, we don't sit blind.
Oh, my God, he's all worked
up.
It's amazing. It has nothing to do with liberal bias. It's about
but
humor.
The thing about it is, look, I'm a very tolerant person. Like I said, my neighbors next door are a lesbian couple. Sweetest
yes, we know, you're gay friends.
However, if they come home and they want me to wave a rainbow flag, I said, no.
This isn't about waving a rainbow flag!
Don't push the issue!
This isn't about anything like that!
Cut it out. If I did a song about guns or did a song about being white or whatever, holy shit! Even if it was
an ironic song?
Place right now where everything is cancel, and it's got to be on the same footing if everybody wants.
So you want them canceled? So you want them canceled?
No, I don't think you're
saying
that.
I want them to come under scrutiny for doing the song.
That's not what I asked you.
If you keep doing it, fine. Just the way if I wrote a song like that, I'm coming under scrutiny. So it's got to be both ways.
I don't care if they come under scrutiny. I don't give a shit. I'm just saying the people that are complaining about it did not listen to the lyrics and they don't get satire. You don't have to like it.
I'm saying the people that wrote the song saying we're coming for their children to turn around and go, I didn't believe there was going to be a backlash. It's fucking ridiculous. It's
because like, if you listen to the lyrics...
A pro-gun song and had catching shit about it and go, oh, Jesus Christ,
there's plenty of pro-gun song. Have you ever listened to country music?
Look at the look of surprise. You're not getting it. It's amazing. I talk to people about this all the time. And so many people agree that you just... Liberals don't get it. It's amazing. It's sad.
What don't we get?
That you don't see stuff like this.
What don't we... Use your words! I'm explaining... What don't we get? It's a satirical song. We didn't say whether we like the song or don't like the song. All we're saying is that they said we're coming for their children, and then what they're saying is to make them tolerant and fair. It's not what you... It's not what you think they would say.
It's kind of like that's the trick.
That's the twist. That's comedy. You think we're going to do this, but we're doing this. This is comedy. Whether you like it or not, I don't care one way or the other. But it's clearly comedic. And you should know better. Whether you agree with the message or not, you should know that this is clearly a comedic take.
And you want to know something? There's stuff that I do in a comedic take and catch shit from it. But that's who we are now. And that's what we have.
Yeah, but you should be better than that.
It's a two-way fucking street with this shit.
Yeah, but you should be better than that. I don't give you shit for the choices you make for comedy, whether I agree or not. I mean, you as a comedian, you should be better. Especially someone who rails against the cancel culture. You should be, whether you agree with this or not, you should get what they were going for. Now you could argue whether they were successful.
People that want about that part of the cancel culture that want to do whatever they want and say the song, they're coming for their kids. Even I don't believe. Hey, sorry. Welcome to the fuck.
What are they, Joe? What do you think they're coming for the kids to do? What do you think they're going from this song? What are they coming for the kids to do?
Probably educate them on gay rights, but here's the deal. You want to use a song we're coming for your children, and you don't expect there to be a backlash about it?
I don't know. This is like another case where it's like, well, if you really don't like about it, you're making more out of it, and you're doing your own course detriment by bringing attention to it. I never would have known about this if it wasn't on the Fox News page. I guarantee you I'm not reading Not the Bee.
They don't have a right to sing this song, and they shouldn't be singing it. So they can sing about whatever the fuck they want. However, you're going to be like everybody else that has to be under the consequences of what you say or sing.
They haven't said otherwise.
Oh, we can, you know.
I think
a song like this is detrimental to their cause.
No, well, they're a satirical choir.
I understand it, but what do you think you're going to do a song like that? And have people sit there and go, "Oh, they're coming," but they're doing no.
I think the conservatives did them a favor.
The same scrutiny that comics, TV are under right now in this country, where we're gay, right? You write a song, like you're gonna catch shit over it.
I think the conservatives did them a favor because I never heard of the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. I don't think most people, unless you're plugged into that community, whether it be choir or San Francisco or gay men, I don't think any people ever heard of them. But again, it's like the principal story. You blow shit up. You blow shit up, and now you're making things worse, where if you just go, I don't like it, I'm going to give it a down thumb on their YouTube page and go on with your day, it's fine. But people think their opinion is so important that they have to blow it up, and media gives it a form.
But like I'm saying, in the culture right now, any satire you have, regardless on what side, they're pretty much right wing. You're awful, you're horrible. But if you do satire on the other side and gay, saying we're coming for your children, we have to sit there and go, oh, that's sweet. We get and if they catch shit for it, it's awful. No, they're under the same scrutiny that everybody else is that's writing satire.
No,
you,
nobody's...
me, Saturday Night Live, the gay men's choir. So for the simple fact, should they be shut down? No. Should they never write a song like that again? No. But they're going to catch shit the same way anybody else in this
that's
day
fine.
And age writes satire.
That's fine. I don't care that they caught shit. My point is, these people who are complaining, they have no humor. You could say it's not funny. I think they missed the mark. But it clearly was not about gay rights or gay lifestyle. There was nothing in that.
But you're looking to the religion. You're looking at a religious right that heard the song. They're not supposed to get upset. They're not supposed to get upset.
Listen, I got no respect for the religious right in this country. They were perfectly fine with an adulterer as president. So please,
whether you have respect for them or not is besides the point.
That's my show. It's my point.
Is you expect them to sit there and not and be surprised?
No, I don't care.
Be surprised that they got upset.
I didn't say the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir was right for being surprised. They're probably, listen, if I'm them, I'm like, we got to do this again.
Because we got a lot of attention.
We got a lot of attention now. People want to see us and everything. Again,
all the songs you want. It's like I said, if I, well, this has got to be stopped. They've got to be shut down. No. They have the right to do it. But for the same thing that if I'm going to put out satire, this show's going to put out satire, anybody, and you do that and you go out on that limb and you catch shit, you got to pick and choose your battles on that. If you want to do another song like that, fine. But, you know, your kids, well, that's wrong, you know. Sorry.
Well, I think
you want to be equal. You want to be in the same plane. That's the thing with it. Well, we want equality. Well, you got your equality because you're in the same plane with anybody else that wants to do satire. Congratulations.
Nobody said that they can't be critiqued.
Yeah, no. I mean that's the thing.
So this is being critiqued. Is it or is it not?
No, but the critiques are hilarious. That's what I'm saying. The critiques are so off base because they didn't listen to it. I don't care if you critique and go, listen, they would have critiqued and go, listen, they were trying to be funny here, but I missed the mark. If you expressed to me that you got they were going for irony and satire, but you still didn't like it, go, okay, that's fair. That's fine. But the critiques show that they didn't listen to the lyrics. They do not get the irony and the satire at all. They are actually proving the song's point. They are spouting all of his hate at these people, and the song is about teaching your kids not to hate. These people who are criticizing are not criticizing from a comedic angle or a satirical angle. They're like, hurrah! They're trying to make him gay.
The religious right, being homosexual, is against the Bible, and in the Bible.
So is divorce and cheating on your wife. They're fucking cool with it. Relax. I don't give a shit about the religious right.
I'm talking about.
And that goes for the religious right Jews too.
I'm not spouting my own personal opinion. Okay. So of course they're gonna.
That's fine.
That way.
That's fine.
I mean, the thing about it is, if the gay rights movement was pushed back, I even don't even feel that there's any reason for this song at all. With the progress that the gay rights community, LGBTQ, MLUSC community has made in the past years.
Well, they would argue there's a lot more progress.
Feel that you're also
they would argue more needs to be done.
And also, you're it looks like you know it's being accepted, but still that's not enough.
Well, like I said, if you listen to the lyrics, it's really not. It's if you took "We're coming for your children." If you took that part out and you listen to the lyrics and put it, you know, we're coming to make you more tolerant. If you changed it that way, I mean, it's essentially the same song.
If you changed it that way, it wouldn't be a problem. But don't you know? Let's say you got to fight for your right to something like that to that effect, or but when you put out "We're coming for your children," and then you put it out and you go, "Oh God Almighty, there's a backlash again." Well, you took, you know, call it something else. Well, we didn't, and this is what we want. Well, you know, take out the backlash where, you know, a comic has to get, you know, take a beating on something like that. Welcome. You want equality? You got it.
Well, listen. I think they should have expected a backlash.
Yeah.
That's because that's just, you know, where do you live? Hello. Who are we?
Whenever you try to pull something edgy like that.
Like, don't be surprised at the backlash. And I don't care if people do have backlash to it, but as somebody who's objective, and unlike what Joe apparently thinks that I'm part of some liberal agenda, it was an attempt at humor. Does it land, not land? I don't know. It's funny. Pip and I were talking about the song was playing. We know another singer who sounds like this, who's probably a little better at it.
Yeah.
The point is, it was ironic to get so worked up. This is like the people who get upset about Saturday Night Live or what a comic says. These are the same people. They got triggered by coming for the children, and they went into rawr, anti-gay mode. Oh, look what they're trying to do now. You know, first the gays, we want to be tolerant. Now they're trying to come for your children. No, they're trying to make you tolerant. Maybe it's not the best way.
But the thing about it is, where the whole thing is, we're coming for your children.
Make them tolerant.
The song was about, you know, rights or something like that, and he had made it farcical or something like that, and let the children, you know, this is basically what the people on the right are worried about is, that and like I said, this is an overview, so don't start pointing fingers at me and stuff, is that there is a lot of brainwashing in schools and in society to push kids to be gay or whatever. They see a song like this, "We're coming for your children," it just reinforces that. You're going to turn around and go, well, it was a farce. Fine. However, if you're going to put that in, you got to walk that walk. And you got to be as equal as the NRA making an NRA spoof song or something like that. You want to be equal, you're equal. And especially in a situation, you know, in a culture like this, the way we are right now, you want to play, you got to play. You got to pay the price. Well, that's not fair. Then write another song and leave Kevin for your children out of it. And if people on the far right have a problem with that, well, then you got to relax.
But you got to relax when you say the liberal thing. You go, that's not fair. And you go, you like to paint Pip and I with something. Pip and I never said it's not fair that they're getting critiqued.
Sometimes you give this look that you're seeing something and you gloss over it.
No.
It's amazing.
No.
A lot of people in that mind thought are like that.
What is my? I don't have a mindset. I was just looking at this
from
a comedic. I was just looking at this from a comedic standpoint, and that people were getting outraged by it. Like, people get outraged over nonsense all the time, that if people had really full lives, they wouldn't get outraged by. If they were saying, we're coming for your children, and we're going to shove them in the van and put a dildo up their ass. You know what? Now that's a little much. You go for comedy.
I look at it that way. Sure, it's a farcical song. Well, we're coming for your children, and it's going to be backlash. Fine. The same way if I tell a joke or I write something, and there's backlash on that. That's fine, because maybe I was a lawyer, whatever, I didn't word it right. Word it right is a perfect example. He didn't word it right. So you know, for them to come back, well, we want to be equal. Well, you are, because you're catching shit for what you wrote. Just like somebody on the right wrote a spoof song and catch shit on that way. So congratulations, you're equal.
No, that's fine.
That actually works for me.
Yeah. Maybe that doesn't work in what you like to paint as the liberal agenda or what Pip and I... Apparently you think Pip and I... Like, first of all, you think Pip and I think the same thing about everything,
no.
Which you couldn't be more wrong about. And you seem to think that Pip and I are some part of groupthink or something, or at least it's convenient for you. At least I give you the respect to go, well, Joe will be different on this, and Joe will be different on that. I just wish you would give Pip and I that same courtesy that I give to you. But I guess that's too much to
ask. No, believe me, I saw the prep sheet today, and I'm leaving the day program, and it's like, have a good night. I go, have a good night. I got three and a half hours of fighting ahead of me.
Yeah, but that's on you. That's on you.
I saw the prep sheet, and I'm like, oh, boy, here we go.
Not really. Because really, there's been many times where you would have gone, you know, listen, you got to pick. Many times we've done similar stories where the prince would go, listen, you got to pick your battles. You know, I don't really agree with this, but clearly this was not the time or the place.
Oh, There's been nights that it's been an extremely right-wing thing, and you're like, well, Joe, what do you think? Yep, you're right. You're right.
Right, but I'm saying, like, I don't know. I give you the credit. I give you the credit of, like, being able to think on your own, and
yeah.
you don't afford Pip and I that same credit. And quite frankly, I don't like it. So when you want to do with the liberals think this and do that, you'd be well served to not include Pip and I, because we don't even think the same thing on many things, and we certainly do not think what the stereotypical, in your mind, liberal agenda thinks. So I just ask you to afford us the same courtesy that we afford you.
I understand that, but a lot of times with that more liberal bias, there is a thing when you present something and it just goes not even registers.
I think I stick my fangs into the liberals quite a bit. I think there's many stories where you go, they got to fucking knock it off. A little common sense. This is just all these stories tonight have fallen into the common sense thing. That's the theme. You can take these things deeper if you choose to, as Joe has chosen to tonight. But from a common sense standpoint, go, you put everything else aside. All right, the principal, not the time, not the place. We got to address this. The students, get them off the fucking plane. We're causing a problem. Common sense is, we're not going to delay all
and
these
my, and my thing is, common sense don't even wear the flag in the first place, and there's no problem respectfully.
But if the rules are, but if it's not in the rules, you don't know you're violating the rules. So if it was in the rules, then he knows he's violating the rules. And with this thing, it's clearly satirical, and you have to listen to the lyrics. Like, even the article itself quotes, like, the fairness and everything. Even the article on Fox News. So if you didn't read the song and you just read the article, you go, all right. So they're trying to, they're doing what any artist, what anybody who wants attention does. Clearly this was done for attention.
Yeah.
They're
it
getting
probably it. Wasn't. They got it. You
that's
know?
Fine.
They got it.
That's fine.
Put out something like that. We're coming for your children. Nobody's going to listen to the rest of the lyrics.
Well, I did. I don't want to say nobody.
And that's what you got to do. Look, we both do political humor, and sometimes you work a tightrope. Sometimes you get your ass handed to you till you get it fucking right for shit like that. You know, it's the price you got to pay.
Here's my problem. Here's my problem. Then we'll move on. If Fox News wants to paint people as being outraged, first of all, if you don't want people about being outraged, don't give it the platform of Fox News, because really, this shouldn't be on Fox News. But if we have to quote, not the B, If we have to quote not the bee and some random guy on Twitter, and the New York Post does this too, maybe other papers do it, such and such Twitter user said, if we have to quote that shit, maybe it's not really that newsworthy. And if it's, so this is done to drum up anger, and clearly, you listen, you put it on the platform of Fox News, you're going to do it. Whereas I don't...
It's drumming up something that's controversial for a news story.
Sure, and that's what the singers did.
And we're and the doing si- it the now. If it was a nothing burger, we wouldn't be doing this.
But it is a nothing burger.
They're an entertainment show. We had a discussion. We had a debate.
That's fine. Well, I don't hold us to the standards as a news source.
Oh, God.
The story and said we need to do this and discuss it. We had a spirited debate about
that's
it.
That's a slow week.
The same thing. And, the show and the post, this is the story, and this is how people feel outraged about it.
Right, but what I'm saying is we do not profit off of outrage. And listen, both the liberal media, the conservative media, they all do it. Whether it be weather porn or like all these scandals, they all do that. But clearly, this story was a nothing story. Like this was not a viral video. This was not some video that was going all over YouTube or Twitter. Like they took it. Like the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus took it down. Maybe they were surprised by the backlash. And to Joe's point, shame on them.
You should have seen that coming.
But you know what? They're probably not as immersed with this nonsense as we are. But that's no excuse. You're gonna put this out there. You're gonna get that backlash. But I mean, Fox News. Can you quote somebody who's fucking legitimate? I mean, they found like one Ohio state congresswoman who was outraged by this. And my thing to her would be, doesn't Ohio have bigger problems than the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus? Are you the only fucking politician that was stupid enough to go, all right, I'll comment on it? Even Marjorie Taylor Greene go, listen, I got Jewish space lasers to worry about. I can't be bothered with this nonsense now.
Yeah, but you want to know something? If we had a fit 24 hours of news, and we were doing it 7 days a week, we'd be talking about a cat stuck in a fucking tree right now.
Maybe.
Yeah, we would. Yeah, that's true. It's like, they're looking
I guarantee you.
Before the news, that became a news, an article on our show,
Listen, that may be true, but I guarantee you, you will never hear me say, Joe, Pip, do me a favor. See what Not the Bee has to say. We need to get the Not the Bee point of view for the story tonight. Is a Not the Bee. Not the Bee. Not the Yuck. Who the fuck cares?
Wait. This just in. Whose tail is that?
Whose tail is
it?
I mean,
the tree.
I mean, I know most of the conservative and liberal rags, the opinion websites. I know what most of them are. I try to avoid them for the most part. But
you know how biased they are one way or the other.
But when you're Fox News and you have to get a quote from Not the Bee. Now, maybe I'm missing the boat. Maybe this Not the Bee thing is bigger than I've ever heard. But I watch a decent amount of news, left, right, middle. I've never heard of Not the Bee. When I have to put a quote, wasn't Tucker Carlson available for a fucking outrage quote? Yeah. I mean, couldn't Hannity get off the phone with Donald Trump for like 5 minutes and give us an outrage quote? I mean, like, they're not even using their own personalities. They're going down to Not the Bee. All right. That's my point about that. Whatever. I don't think it was a particularly... great song.
No, it wasn't.
But I tend not to get outraged.
Although
but...
you couldn't tell from our dancing.
Yeah, well, we made the best of it. I just like how people get triggered by this shit. It's just fucking hilarious.
Well, yeah, I know. But sometimes there's just knee-jerk things that people get triggered on both sides. And it's like, did you bother to go any further
past
the thing that got you? No.
They don't. And I'm just...
Yeah, you want to know something? Because I think on that whole thing with the... we discussed, I mean, once you got there, enough's enough. There's no going further.
I just can't really relate because I'm generally not like a knee-jerk person. Mm. Even with the New York Yankees, who I really fucking thoroughly hate this team. Even with the Yankees, I'm not saying fire Boone and Cashman now. I'm saying you got to wait to the offseason. Let's lose as many games as possible, which is not the knee-jerk reaction. The knee-jerk reaction is everybody has to
go
right now.
Kill him!
Yeah, no. But
like I said, my nephew Todd, diehard Yankee fan. We get in arguments about it because I'm a Mets fan. And he'll go, when are you coming over to the winning side? When are you doing it? But I go, never. I never will. So when I was up with the family, there was the first doubleheader of the Mets. We were just trashing the action. I go, yoo-hoo. He's like, yeah, I know. We suck. What can I tell you?
There you go. All right. Let's take our final break. We're going to have to do the Devil Made Me Do It and the expired food another time, because it's honestly
the expired food will keep.
The expired food. Honestly, these topics got way more.
Do me
more
a argument. Favor. We'll if we could do those next week, because it's a really good story. I mean, I know we're under the gun with time, but
that's what I was just saying.
Put that in the prep for next week, please.
That's what I was saying, Joe. I was saying we're not going to do that this week because I did not.
Right, but I mean, put it in for next week.
Okay, boss. I don't know if the Australian thing will be.
When I give my boss a suggestion at work, he doesn't. Okay, boss. No, I'm just saying.
You don't know what he says under his breath. I mean, who knows? It will get done at some point. I don't know what's going to happen this week in news.
I'm just saying a good story. Hopefully we get to him. Yeah. It'd be nice if we get to him next week. This is my suggestion box. I'm putting it in.
Honestly, I had no idea that we were going to argue so much over these stories.
I knew it was going to be Tuesday night at the fights as soon as I got the goddamn.
This could go either way.
Yeah.
And it went that way. All right. On the break, we got new music from The Last Siren with Fight. How appropriate. And Akin Amusman with Peace of My Heart. And you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com.